It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Temba Masina, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, and how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, Pastor. I trust you too are well.
Yes, I'm very well. Thank you.
Our question for today, Pastor, is can there ever be harmony between faith and reason?
Harmony between faith and reason.
That's right.
First of all, we need to get rid of the misconceptions of what faith really is. So we find a common answer to describe faith as to what it really is, more especially in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Now, as we know that we are reading our Bibles mostly in the common language of English, but according to me, that really does not explain what faith is, because they are going to tell you that faith is the substance of things hoped for and things not seen. And the word substance there, maybe it was understood back in the days, but in our times, it really shifts the meaning of what it really means.
Okay.
So it is therefore better to go to our vernacular languages, which are putting it in a sense that actually faith, it is an assurance, you know, becoming sure of the things that you have not seen yet.
Okay.
But why are you becoming sure? That's where reason comes into play there.
Okay.
Because the reason why you are assured of the things that you hope for, it is because of the way. If that faith or what you hope for and you are assured of, or what you believe in and you believe with all assurance, and it is not based on the word of the Most High, then your faith is misplaced, unfortunately. So the word becomes the reason why one should have faith.
Okay.
Yes, because without the word, then there's no basis for your faith. So that's where it brings out the sense of being unreasonable somehow.
Okay.
So if you have faith without the word, I would support the idea that really you would be unreasonable.
Okay.
But now when faith is based on the word, surely there is a relationship between faith and reason, because the word becomes your reason.
Would you say that relationship that surely exists, and I do not contend with that, but now I'm asking, would you say that relationship is a harmonious relationship between faith and reason?
It is very, very harmonious.
Okay.
More especially if we understand the word in a true sense of what it really says. Like I explained earlier on, that when you say it's the substance, that word substance, even when you try to Google it, it automatically puts abuse.
Okay.
Which means it's no longer understood in its original sense.
Yeah.
Therefore, it is better to use the word assurance.
Okay.
So when you have faith, you believe with assurance.
Okay.
Yes. So when we put the reason on that one, the reason being the word of God, then it goes altogether harmonious.
Yes,
there is harmony.
All right. Got it. Loud and clear. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. I appreciate your answer. Looking forward to your answer tomorrow. Have a good day, Mfundisi.
Thank you very much.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.